we ranch quite different than they do up north. The ranching down in South Texas is completely different to the way that they ranch up in the northern country, where they have snow and they have severe winters and everything. We don't have severe winters here. So we can run cattle all year round and don't have such a hard time running cattle all year round. Mm-hmm. It's really great country if it just rains. It doesn't rain that much though. Mm-hmm. Hello. Yeah. Good morning. Oye, no llovió. Sí. No, no, no había llovido. ¿Qué te iba a decir? Oye, ¿quieres mi carro? Yo no sé, güey. Bueno. Oye, ¿le dejaste los papeles a aquel? Está bueno. No, 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 no le pregunté. Bueno, si quieres, ven por el carro, te recojo, ¿o qué? Ok, ¿cualquier cosa ahorita? Está bueno. Ok, vale. You want to go with me a minute? We'll be right back.
Sure. Tell me about the different groups you're involved with and the travel that you've done?
I've done a lot of traveling here in the States and in Mexico. I've traveled. I used to go to Mexico. I enjoy going to Mexico a lot, but I used to import cattle from Mexico. So mm-hmm. I used to go to places where the tourists wouldn't go.
Mm-hmm.
And like the people, they were, where you get away from the tourist, the people found out, Coco, I found out the people were real different, very different in Mexico. If you got away from where the tourists were,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I went down to Durango, excuse me, hello. Ah, ya, ya vengo. Yeah. Acabo de llegar. Ah, es que me pidieron el carro y por eso, ¿cómo se llama? Sí, es que, no, no, Roberto Peña lo necesitaba porque andaba a pie. Y entonces digo, no, tomo un café y todo el carro. Y por eso. So, pero a ver si mañana vamos. ¿Eh? Ah, chivao. Pasado mañana. Ah, por eso. Next 2 days you're gonna be, yeah, one of those things. Y acabo de llegar ahorita. Yeah. Pero los juntamos después. ¿Eh? Ah, okay. Okay, Art. Thank you for calling back. I've traveled a lot in, I enjoy traveling more in Mexico because I got away from, and I used to buy cattle, I used to go talk to the people, that, a lot of people lived on their ranches down there, and so they were, and I used to talk to the Indians, and they were, I mean, really, really Indians, but they didn't dress like, I mean, no feathers or anything, but they had all these clothes on, they were white clothes, and I really enjoyed talking to them, and I'd get down in the boondocks. And the way they live there, and,
mm-hmm.
and they're lazy. You know, I've always heard that. You always hear the Indians are lazy. You know?
Mm-hmm.
The Indians were lazy. They love to drink,
mm-hmm.
and they're lazy. And I enjoy talking to them quite a bit. I've traveled here a lot in the States. I've traveled. I just got back from Colorado. I go skiing a lot. I like snow skiing,
uh-huh.
and then we go to New York about twice a year to buy merchandise for the clothes, and then we go to Dallas. And when my girl went to Missouri, we lots of grew up there. My wife and myself took her up there, and we have some friends here in St. Louis, Missouri, and we stayed there a couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
So I've done quite a bit of traveling here in the States. And abroad, I have not. My children have, both of them. I have three kids. One's a freshman in high school now. She hasn't gone abroad. My two older kids have gone to Europe and everything.
Mm-hmm. Have you been to Europe?
No, I haven't been to Europe, but I don't have any desire to go to Europe. And they both went to Europe on these tours, you know, during the summer. And they enjoyed Europe quite a bit, but I just got on this kick of snow skiing. I started skiing about 3 years ago, and I love it. And I just got back. That's when March. We went in March, say 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. How do you get out there?
We fly. We drive to San Antonio.